Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are you, mate?
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. On a Saturday night, the Art Awards, you were there?
Yeah, the winners of the 2022 Muswellbrook Art Prize were announced on Saturday night. It was a great turnout, given the rains that we've had recently and yes. Everyone being, I guess...
Could have been held
away.
In a boat. Yes.
Yeah, it could have been paddling in. But for the launch of the 2022 Muswellbrook Art Prize, it was a great turnout. And the winners were announced, and the $50,000 painting prize went to Rachel Milne for her work of The Nest for the painting prize.
Okay.
And the works on paper, $10,000 went to David Fairburn for his Double Lives piece, which was a great piece of artwork, I must say.
Very nice.
And and $10,000 for the ceramics prize went to Fiona Hiscock for Royal Park Refugee. Now, that was a unique vase ceramic.
Yeah,
that
right.
That type of texture and artistry that was done on it.
Yep.
Normally doesn't stick, so they say.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it was really, really interesting the way that they explained it. She wasn't there, but...
Well, just your explanation has made me want to go down and check it out, actually. It's really piqued my interest.
Mate, well, it's open till the 7th of May, so I encourage everyone to get down there and have a look. It's a fantastic art display. And, of course, local artist Zoe Lonigan, that I went to school with, ironically.
Right.
She has a display down there of her family and life. From out at Wybong, Cayuga.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Where she grew up, and there's some great photography down there of the items.
Great to see some local artists in focus there. That's fantastic.
And of course, there's the Max Waters on display as well. So we've also got the Seniors Festival coming up.
I was going to say, you must be looking forward to that.
Well, I am, and there's a wide range of activities happening, and, you know, it's Seniors Festival from the 25th of March to the 3rd of April, and everything from chair yoga sessions to caravan towing workshops. So
I'm going to write that one down for Pete Holland because he was telling me about it the other day. He was struggling in that regard.
What, caravan towing or chair yoga?
Actually, probably both, really.
Yes. Oh, I think the chair yoga session suits me down to a T. I won't be putting any caravan onto the back of any car. But, you know, there'll be a full list of activities on council's website. We'll pick up a brochure from the library, but all activities are free.
Looking forward to that. The Easter Family Fun Day is almost here again.
Oh, and it's going to be fantastic once again. And COVID, of course, has given us the opportunity to now move forward and have more events. Easter is just around the corner, and council will begin holding its fantastic Easter Family Fun Day. Free event for the whole family, entertainment, rides, food, and, of course, the Easter Bunny will be making an appearance this year. So
always look forward to that.
Numbers were restricted last year due to health rules, but like I said, it's back to being open.
Always a fantastic event. Lots of kids love it. Lots of families love getting down for
most
it.
Most definitely. So from 10 to 2 p.m. at Highbrook Park on Saturday, April the 16th, lock it in your diary.
Last of all, the Karoola Park Fun Run, not too far away.
This sounds like it's right up your alley.
I'll be walking it if I am.
Yeah, it's a free, timed, volunteer-led 5 kilometre and 2 kilometre weekly event where people of all abilities can mix in with others in the community and make new friends and catch up with old ones and kick off the weekend with a little exercise.
Yep.
You don't need the fancy running shoes and you don't need any of the get up, as they say, and the tire, but any walking shoes are totally acceptable. But the Muswellbrook and Now inaugural park run will be held on Saturday, April the 2nd at 8 a.m. Karoola Park near the netball courts. The course is mostly flat and suited to all fitness levels and age groups.
I just got a look when he said all fitness levels. I assumed somebody standing behind me when you said that.
Yeah, of course so. But dogs are welcome on a lead, and the park is accessible with a sturdy pram as well. So there are no winners.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone can participate, and nobody comes last. Regular participation rather than performance will be rewarded with some milestone shirts for the people to recognise their achievement in taking part. So
if we want to find out more information,
hit up the council website.
Yep.
So it'll be there, and it'll be on council's Facebook as well, or you can call 6549 3700. It's great, go social get together. So, yeah, most people that take part in these fun runs finish up with a social get-together at a cafe. And,
absolutely.
You know, have a refreshment and a chat, so.
I'll be bringing Sully the Wonder Dog down.
Will you?
Yeah. He loves a good walk. Actually, he drags me. That's the thing.
I'll set up a deck chair and take some photos.
You'll be doing yoga in the deck chair while you're at it. Had his lessons. Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds, thanks for joining us, mate.
Mate, thank you, Bear.